Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in a time of worship and have fellowship with the Lord, with other saints, others that are joining with us. Let's lift up our voices and praise together. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And with that faithful greeting, we do greet you in Jesus' name. Ephesians 6:10 says, "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." And the Word of God says that the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And how do we gain strength? From Isaiah 40:31, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." Well, you can pray for strength all you want to, but strength comes from waiting on the Lord. If you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in a little while, and be ready to take it down if you will. Going to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. He says, "A new heart also will I give you, a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will put my spirit within you." Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. Let's take a melody as a praise hymnal today. Sing one of my favorites, "Yes, I Know." Page 230, clap your hands and let's sing it together. Come ye sinners, lost and hopeless, Jesus' blood can make you free. For He saved the worst among you. When He saved a wretch like me, and I know, yes, I know,
I surely know,
that Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. And I know,
I surely know,
oh yes, I know,
I surely know,
that Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean.
To the faint
He giveth power, through the mountains makes a way. He findeth water in the desert,
turns the night
to golden day. And I know,
I surely know,
oh yes, I know,
I surely know,
that Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. And I know,
I surely know,
yes, I know,
I surely know,
that Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. In temptation
He is near thee,
holds the powers of hell at bay. He guides you to the path of safety,
gives you grace
for every day. And I know,
I surely know,
oh
Yes, I know.
I surely know.
That Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. And I know.
I surely know.
Oh, yes, I know.
I know, I know.
That Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. He will keep thee while the ages roll throughout eternity. All must work, for good to thee. And I know,
I surely know.
Oh yes, I know.
I surely know
that Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. And I know,
I surely know.
Oh yes, I know.
I surely know.
That Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. Oh, let's sing it again. And I know.
I surely know.
Oh, yes,
I know.
That Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. And I know.
I surely know.
Oh, yes,
I know.
That Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean.
What a great song of faith to lead us into prayer. We're all pronouncing the fact and establishing the fact that we know there's not a shadow of a doubt. There's not a bit of wavering to this. We know, we are certain that Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. You know, friend, you are not too good to come in, and you are not too bad to stay out. The Lord is looking for you just where you are, just as you are. The song says, just as I am, without one plea. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior today, you've never repented of your sins, you're in a backslidden condition, the Lord wants you to come to Him just like you are. You don't have to go through a bunch of steps, and you don't have to wait for a period of time to elapse. He's not going to put you on probation, you know, or any such thing as that. He wants you to come right now so He can forgive you of your sins. Why don't you just come on to the altar, kneel down, and say, Lord, I know that you said for us to come, all you sinners that were lost and hopeless, that your blood can make us clean. And why don't you just say, Lord, yes, I know that Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. Ask Him to forgive you of your sins and believe Him to do so, and you will be saved. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and let's pray today that God will speak to unsaved. From the Word of God, the precious promise, 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Father in heaven, we thank you today for the Word of God. And Lord, we're thankful for the eternal things, things, Lord, that we may not be able to see at the moment. But through faith, Lord, we see them and we recognize that they're there. I thank you, Lord, today for speaking to hearts. And I really get the sensation today. I feel like I have a witness today. If there's somebody in tune with this broadcast today that needs you as his or her Savior. And I just pray, Lord, that today will be the day. I trust that they're praying with me right now. Lord, I just pray that as the prayers are made, as the prayers of repentance come forth, as the faith lifts up to you, and as they ask you to forgive them of their sin, I pray in Jesus' name today that it'll be done. Lord, forgive them and cleanse them and give them the joy of salvation. Lift them up above the shadows, I pray. plant their feet on higher ground. Establish them, Lord. Establish them. Point them in the right direction. Lead them in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Help us to follow you, Lord, because you know your way through the wilderness. And we'll give you praise in Jesus' name. We feel victorious on this service today, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Praise him with us.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Sing it again now.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
And I'll give you the contact information at the end. And if you've prayed with us today and you'd like to have more prayer, you'd like to talk with me, let me read you some scripture, you're free to contact me now or anytime, 618-214-1410. I'll try to point you in the direction of a good pastor if you would like for me to do so. Here's one entitled, When Jesus Passed By.
A cripple starts walking, a blind man can see, a leper is cleansed, and a captive set free. A woman is rejoicing, her son did not die. All things have happened since Jesus passed by. When Jesus passed by, when Jesus passed by, gone were all the heartaches, the trouble and strife. Just reach out and touch him, and he'll hear your cry. And you'll know something happened when Jesus passed by. Now I was a beggar, in rags of my sins, I left thee without, oh, so needy within. The King became a Savior, now his riches are mine. I became God's child when Jesus passed by.
We'll finish that in just a minute, but I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. Send any mail to P.O. Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. The website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You hear the broadcast anytime, and you can make a contribution with your debit or credit card. Remember, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost, and it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
When Jesus passed by, when Jesus passed by, gone were all the